He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, September 27th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is, on Monday, the quarter will end. That's it, the third quarter of 2013. And as it stands right now, your government will shut down. And I'm sure there's some of you out there that wish they would stay shut down. But you know what? Look, they're going to work it out somehow. It may last for a few days, but today the market is chewing its fingernails. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is in place, and one of the scary monsters is jumping up to try to scare you. It's called government shutdown. The Dow down 107 points right now to 15,221. We have the S&P down 10 points to 1688. We have the NASDAQ down 19 to 3767. We've got the 10-year yield. See, there's a little bit of money moving into those bonds because they're safe. 2.62%. A little bit lower interest rates today than yesterday. Oil's down 16 cents right now to 102.87. We've got the euro at 1.35. Stocks drop as Washington debt deadlines approach. And I, warned you this was coming. And I said, you know what? It's one more thing that we have to worry about in our daily walk through the life of the stock market. And we've had lots of things to worry about all along the way since March of 2009 when the S&P 500 was 660. And today it's 1,660. It's up 1,000 points. Now, is this the one that's going to bring this bull down? Or is the bull still intact? Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I'm going to give you some reasons here why you might want to check out this week's newsletter. I'll be spending my Friday this week, as I do every week, in solitude, basically. I spend about 10 to 11 hours probably writing the newsletter. It's not something that I do casually. It's not something that I just whip through and bang it out, and it's full of advertisements and good things, cookies in there for me. No, it's the hardest hitting information, the simplest information to understand that I can possibly find that will tell us a few things. I want to know, I want to make sure, I want to check and see if the primary trend in the market is still up. Because another name for a primary trend that is uptrending is a bull market. It's as simple as that. And if you look back to March of 2009 till today and you connect the dots, you tell me which direction that market has been going for the last 4.5 years. Now here's the problem for most people. It's not a straight line. The market doesn't go up 0.5% every single day or 0.25% every single day. Some days it goes down 1.5-2%. Some days it goes up 1.25%. But connect the dots. Even though it's been a little bit of zigzaggy along the way and there's been some peaks and there's been some valleys, connect the dots and you tell me what that primary trend is. Now, eventually, okay, now let's go back to 2008, 2007, somewhere in there, late 2007 to 2009, and connect those two dots. You'll see a totally different primary trend. That primary trend was sloping down for a year and a half. That was called a bear market, and it was one of the deeper bear markets that we've had in the history of the stock market. During that 1 year, the S&P was down 38%, but if you measure it from the peak to the valley, it was over 50%. And a lot of individual stocks were in the 70 to 80% area. Which obviously begs the question, is it best to just ride through it all? That's a pretty big valley. That's a death valley, seems like. Or is it better to try to pick your spots just a little bit here? Try to market time just a little bit. Now, from my experience, you can overdo it and you can underdo it. The guys that underdo it, they say, you know, I'm in cheap stocks. I'm in good quality companies. I've got nothing to worry about. I'm just going to ride through it. That's one scenario. Second scenario is I'm in a broadly diversified portfolio of index funds. And John Bogle has been telling me for years that you're better off just riding through the ups and downs because you want to experience the full potential of the market that the market has to offer over the long haul. The problem is it doesn't work real good for the guy who retired in 2009 and his portfolio lost 50%. To me, there's a happy medium in there somewhere. I don't believe in buy and hold, but I definitely believe that you can do way too much. And I talk about that all the time, about the folks that are whipping in and out of the market constantly, driving themselves nuts every time some little scare in the market comes along. So what the newsletter attempts to do, number one, is that primary uptrend still in place? And back in 2007, you could have said yes. But as that year progressed, that primary uptrend started to finally reach a peak. And it ran out of steam. And it started to go sideways for a little bit of while. It tried to gather its strength and its breath and take off again, but it didn't. It was wrung out, it was wrung dry, and there was big trouble ahead called the financial crisis and the Great Recession. And at some point in time, that market, just like Apple stock when it hit 705, it started to roll over. Now you no longer have a primary uptrend, do you? Now you have a trend that is topped out, has gone sideways for a while, couldn't muster any steam. And it's beginning to roll over. Okay, that's the most dangerous one of all. That's the big picture of the market. That's why every week in my newsletter, that's where I begin. Where are we at in the big picture of the market? Now remember, my newsletter, it's all free. This information, you're picking my brain for free. Yeah, maybe that's like the crows picking over a carcass in the street. I don't know. Maybe you think it's worthless anyways. But I sit here 10 hours a day looking at this stuff. I've done it for 20 years. I would think that what I have to say might have some value and some worth. Might be worth looking at. Okay, then. Once we determine where the trend is at in the overall market, now the next biggest thing that we've got to determine is this stock bond mix. Oh, every several months they'll wheel out Abby Joseph Cohen from Goldman Sachs and she'll give the firm's current stance on stock bond mix. Well, Mark, we're recommending investors have a 60-40 mix between stocks and bonds, blah, blah, blah. And if they change by 5%, it makes news. You know what? I mean, I believe in going where the action is. And we're going to look at all the asset classes. We're not going to discriminate against any asset class. I'm going to consider an inverse ETF on the S&P 500 as much as I'm going to consider double the S&P 500 to the long side. They're all fair game, wherever that action is. And we're going to look at where the 45 asset classes are at the current time. But what we're really looking for is subtle changes in those asset classes. If those trends that have been in place all year long are still in place, we're going to ride it for all they're worth, and that has served us very well this year. As of last Friday, the aggressive growth portfolio was up 33%. That's where most people at Gunderson Capital Management have their money. The conservative portfolio and the income portfolios are also doing very, very well. Now, we're going to drill down a little further, and we're going to take a look at the sectors of the market. Now, this is all the free part of the newsletter. Someone yesterday sent me a tweet, said, "You're the most generous guy on Wall Street." I said, "Well, I'm not on Wall Street. I'm in San Diego. And thank you for the compliment. If I can help you, then you know what? My life's a little better for helping you out with your 401k from doing something stupid or falling prey to the wolves that are trying to take advantage of you because they're everywhere." Then the newsletter will go into some model portfolios for you to peruse. You can check the results. If there's no results, then go elsewhere. If there's results, scratch your head and say, maybe there's something to this. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I had a guy send me a tweet yesterday, which I'll read right here. And believe me, I don't employ shills. This guy says, I've made so much money just on your asset class and sector rankings. Your weekly newsletter is an absolute steal at $195 a year. So anyways, I appreciate my brother writing that nice testimonial there. Another guy wrote, thank you. I'm also long this stock thanks to your fantastic app. Thank you. You know what? I think I have a revolutionary product. We'll see. You know what? It's got to go through all market cycles to really prove its worth. I'm sure there's a lot of skeptics out there that say, well, Gunderson's had the wind at his back over the last 4.5 years. Yeah, but you know what? Staying in the market has been a very valuable thing to do, hasn't it? How many folks out there have stayed in the market over the last 4.5 years and haven't gotten scared out by the boogeyman around every corner on CNBC and on Fox Business Channel and on Bloomberg? A lot of people, they get scared out constantly. And you know what? It's not that I have a stronger stomach than the average guy. I worry about things just as much as anybody. But the statistics, the numbers, the facts have pointed to, hey, you know what? Everything's still intact. There are going to come challenges are going to come along from time to time. That's just part and parcel of being in the market. But when those challenges come along, you have to pick through and you have to sift through the ones that are just normal everyday challenges that are always hammering the market, or they're the real deal, like 2008. And that's why I think that looking at the market from a relative basis, there's 3,600 different things that I'm looking at daily. And at any given time, there's going to be a top 100, a top 200. And by the way, that's something else that I publish in my newsletter every week, the top 100 or the top 200. I publish the top 200. They could be mutual funds. They could be inverse funds. They could be junk bond closed funds. They could be international. They could be currencies. Doesn't matter. It's relative. You all come into my database with equal opportunity. I'm an equal opportunity investor. My only criteria is I want to invest in the best, wherever it is at any given point in time. And so far this year, 2013, the best areas have been domestic stocks. The best areas have been small and mid-cap domestic stocks. And some of the really best areas have been pharmaceuticals, healthcare, technology, biotech. And that's what's driving the market here. I think a lot of what's driving the market, to be honest with you, is Obamacare. It's behind a lot of these great stocks that are moving higher because they're anticipating 30 million new people entering into the system here real soon. So whatever's driving the market, you know what? The app doesn't know that. The app just knows the formulas I've put in it. The app just knows the data that we gather every day. The app is unemotional. It crunches that data, and here's your best 200 investments on a relative basis. That's all. But what's even more important, I think, is staying out of the areas that are at the bottom of the heap. We have had no exposure to the bond market, which has been smashed this year. We have no exposure to gold, which is down 25% this year. We have no exposure to the emerging markets, which are floundering this year. We've been only in the area of the market that's working. And I'm not going to throw up my hands and wave the white flag and say, I surrender. I'm just going to do a big asset allocation so I don't have to worry about this nonsense anymore. I just can't do that. I'm going to go where the action is. And one of the areas where the action is right now is in the biotech sector. I found a stock this week. I don't know if it's going to turn out like some of the others have, but it's in an area of the market that I like right now. You know, a lot of these strains have become antibiotic resistant. That's a dangerous thing. If they start getting ahead of the antibiotics, you know, wow, where do we go next? So there are several companies that are working and have been working on antibiotics. That's their specialty. And I owned one, Trius Therapeutics, which was a San Diego company that recently got bought out by Trius got bought out by Cubist Pharmaceutical. And now Cubist is breaking out. Well, there's another little one that I'm on to. And in fact, it's one that I made a purchase of, and it will show up in the newsletter this week. The name of the company, the symbol, is CEMP. Let me pull it up here on MarketSmith, which is one of the tools that I use, along with my app, all right? CEMP. The name is Sempra. Not Sempra in San Diego, not the electric utility. It's a little company in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So I got to believe it's probably linked to the university back there. What does Sempra do? They develop antibiotics for the treatment of respiratory tract infections and chronic and acute staphylococcal infections. All right. What else do we know about the stock? Well, we know that the stock over the last 1 month, 3 months, 12 months is starting to rocket higher. We know that the company went public in 2012. Don't know a lot about it. The app doesn't know a lot about it. That's all the app knows is we're taking the performance of the stock and we're ranking against 36 other companies out there. We can't do a valuation on the shares because they're expected to lose $1.25 per share this year. And they're expected to lose $1.41 next year. So we can't really do a valuation on this company. So now we're down to just two out of the three criteria that I require in a stock. I do make exceptions. If stocks don't have earnings, I'm not going to eliminate them from the running. I think a lot of the big winners that I've nailed this year are stocks that don't have earnings. If they have earnings and we can do a valuation, well, that gives us one more very important bit of information there. And most stocks have earnings in my system. And most stocks we can do valuations on. But a little $363 million company like Sempra, I can't do a valuation on. Other than reading other people's research reports that are a little bit closer to the company than I am. Which I've done. But the thing that really caught my eye this week was the stock breaking out. It broke out about 7 or 8 days ago. I think I sent out a tweet on it. Let's see. I sent out a tweet on August the 5th. Yep. I said, this stock is starting to look interesting. No position. And then I took a position in the stock yesterday as it broke out. Is it a recommendation? No. Is there a guarantee here? No. It's an example of a stock that meets my best stocks now criteria. And we're going to watch it like crazy every single day. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Before I get to the next stock here, I just want to comment on a tweet I received here this past week. Let's see if I have it here. Yeah, there he is. I did a thing last Friday or something, and I just compared. I'm not knocking anybody. I just compared how far away from Wall Street that I am. I'm in the southwest corner of the United States, as far southwest as you can go. If I go any further south, I'm in Mexico, just not too many miles from here. And if I go west, I'm dipping my toes in the Pacific Ocean. And, of course, Wall Street is in the northeast of the continent, We are at opposite ends, and I believe that what I do with my best stocks now, my quest for the best stocks now, differs greatly from what I see done back there. I've been back there many times. I've been on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. I've visited a lot of the big institutions back in New York City, and I love the city. But what I see is, you know, reflected in portfolios of people that deal with them. I see average stocks. And what I mean by average stocks are big, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. So I read off Jim Cramer's Action Alerts portfolio last week, and some guy took me on. He said, well, that's not his current portfolio. You owe him an apology. Okay, I went in, and I looked at his actual portfolio. There's not that many stocks that are different from the ones I read off. He's made a few changes. And as I look at his current portfolio, and again, these are great companies. Yum Brands is a great company. Wells Fargo, Union Pacific, Morgan Stanley, Lowe's, Schlumberger, J.P. Morgan, Johnson & Johnson, Ford, Cisco, AIG Group, Apple. These are all great companies. My point is I don't believe they're in the prime of their life. You know, look at a lot of these baseball players this year. We had one retire yesterday, Mark Kotze, who's had a 17-year career, but the last 3 or 4 years weren't the best. I think he ended up this season batting 195. He was once one of the great center fielders in baseball. I remember when he came up with the Florida Marlins. He's a great guy, but you know what? As you get older, you lose your a little bit of your reflexes. You know, I don't have the reflexes of a cage fighter like I used to have. I've slowed down a step or two. And these great big stocks have slowed down a step or two. Now, to further illustrate my point, and I'm not knocking anybody, but this Action Alerts portfolio that's quite expensive to monitor and to get the alerts when there's being a change made and whatnot, since inception in the year 2001, it's up 48%. Okay, that sounds pretty good. Well, you know, I put in $100,000 11 years ago, and today it's $147,000. The S&P 500 is up 52%. So it's underperformed the S&P 500 by 5 percentage points over the last 11 years. Which brings me back to my point. How can you expect above average returns when you're buying average stocks? Is Cisco an average stock today in 2013? I believe it's a little bit below average. It had its day. I remember when it was one of the best stocks now. Is Johnson & Johnson really out there on the cutting edge today with new drug discovery? Is Lowe's a company that's just starting to explode and take off across America? Or is it pretty much filled every niche where it can to take on the Goliath of Home Depot? I'm just saying that in my opinion, these are all average stocks. C plus, B minus. It's not a straight A portfolio. And I further say that, you know, the results speak for themselves. Over the last 11 years, up 47%, while the S&P is up 52%. And he's not deducting any kind of management fees or anything. So his performance would be even worse. If you were buying this as a mutual fund, you would have sorely underperformed the market over the last 11 years. So look, it's up to you who to follow. Okay, this guy who's defending, you know, this portfolio. It's a free world, pal. Follow him. Invest in what he has to say. Don't follow me. So anyways, you know, it is what it is. And every person has to decide. I think a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable owning Schlumberger and Lowe's and Johnson & Johnson and on and on and on ad nauseum than they do than about the next stock that I'm going to talk about here, which is splitting two for one today. which has been one of the great stocks of the decade, which is a stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. In my book, Best Stocks Now, I write a whole chapter on the worst stocks now. They were Intel, Microsoft, I don't know what else. They're just stocks that have had better days. They've seen better days. Have you ever been to a restaurant that time has passed by, it's seen better days, the leather's worn on the seats, the tables, it's outdated. I used to watch this show, Restaurant Impossible. He goes in with a sledgehammer, and he takes a sledgehammer to it, totally updates the place. You ever been to a hotel or motel? You just go, man, this place needs a total makeover. Woo! Well, you know what? Companies are like that, too. They've expanded. They're so big. They're in every nook and cranny in America. There's no more room to grow. And in my book, that means you're no longer a best stock now. Instead, how about a company like Tractor Supply? Oh, is he going to talk about Tractor Supply again? It continues to hit new all-time highs. It continues to blow away the performance of Lowe's and Home Depot. Over the last 10 years, Tractor Supply has delivered 23% per year. Over the last 5 years, 43% per year. Over the last 3 years, 52% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up 37%. I've had the CEO on my show. I used to do some interviews and whatnot, bring other people in. Then I just decided, you know what? Maybe I should start doing it again, but we'll see. I was very impressed. The guy knows what he's doing. He still has room to grow. He can go in little areas and nooks and crannies that Home Depot, it's like trying to find a parking place with a big limo. You can zip in there with one of these little Fiats real quickly because you're more maneuverable. You're smaller. You're faster. You're quicker. You're more up to date. And I just think it's the same way with companies. But you know with me, it doesn't all end with performance. I'm not all about performance. Stocks have to make sense to me also from a valuation point of view, where possible. That doesn't mean, like I said before, I'm going to eliminate biotech stocks from my list of companies that I'll consider buying. I've had a lot of biotechs this year that have exploded. But I also own a boring company like Tractor Supply. And I've written many articles. If you Google my name, Bill Gunderson and Tractor Supply, I should be their spokesman. I've never seen a TV commercial for Tractor Supply. I've never seen an ad in my local newspaper. I've never been inside of a Tractor Supply. We don't have any in San Diego. There's not a lot of tractors in downtown San Diego. But I had a tractor, and I went to some of the farm equipment stores, the ag stores. I kind of liked them. They're kind of neat. But Tractor Supply has been a concept that has worked. Now, I just ask you this. If you buy average stocks that anybody can find, these are like stock trout at a lake. Anybody can catch a stock trout at a lake. It takes a lot of work to get the walleye pike because he's a wily fish. He's a game fish. A stock trout is dumb. It's all they know, feeding times at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. And, you know, I just see some of this stock picking and some of these portfolios, and I think this looks like a stock trout pond to me. I don't see anything here creative. Nothing. Not one thing creative here. So, look, I'm not going to apologize for anybody. He says you owe him an apology for misstating what he owns. Well, here's what he owns, and here's the results. You choose for yourself. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just want to talk for a minute about buying above average stocks. I don't know. You're not going to win a World Series with average players. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with average players, okay? San Diego is a testament to that. I haven't seen the Padres win a World Series yet. And the Cubs can say the same. Because they continue to stock their teams with average players. And they'll tell you, well, in San Diego, they'll tell you, we're a small market city. Which is true. I mean, we're only the ninth largest city in America. So I have a little bit of problem with that. Yeah, but, you know, the TV contracts aren't as much as they're worth in New York City and Boston and Los Angeles. That's why Los Angeles' payroll is $240 million, and our little payroll down here is $60 million with our little players. But as I sat and I watched the final game of the season and, you know, just looking back, and as each guy came to the plate, and I said to myself, would I bring this guy back next year? And I said, you know, my final analysis of the whole thing is we have a lot of average players. They're good. I mean, they got heart. They got, you know, they hustle. They're likable. But in the end, I look at their batting averages, and they're 240. They're 250. They've driven in 30 RBIs, 40 RBIs. They've got 7 or 8 home runs. And when you've got a whole team full of these guys, how can you expect an above-average season? Not unless every guy somehow, or a great majority of the guys, have career seasons. That's what the Padres are hoping for, is that an average player has a way above-average season. And this year, obviously, I mean, at least we're out of it. There were two teams playing last night that are both out of it, the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're one game above 500. They have two above-average players on their team. That's not enough. The Padres, I can't say that we have one. We have a couple of pitchers that have the potential to be above average. But for the most part, we just have average players. And my son, who works here with me, he says, Dad, you need to invent an app that grades players. He's got a good point there, you know. A grading system can be applied to anything. It's all relative. Let's rank all the second basemen in all the major leagues. Let's rank all of the shortstops. We're going to rank them on their speed. We're going to rank them on their defense. We're going to rank them on their batting average. We're going to rank them on how many home runs they hit. And we're going to rank them on how many RBIs they drive in. And we're going to give them a grade. And I'll bet you if you did that with the San Diego Padres, which I've done in my head many times, our first baseman, you know, he's a B-minus in my book. Our third baseman, you know, he's a B-minus in my book. Our catcher, he's a C-minus in my book, and on and on and on. How are you going to go to the World Series and wear the ring someday with a bunch of B minuses and C pluses and C minuses? That's a difficult task. And then you look at the management, and how would you grade the management? Well, you know, you grade the management by the results, the performance. That would be another thing. You could easily rank the management in baseball by their 10-year track record, their 5-year track record, their 3-year track record, their 1-year track record. And you would give San Diego management probably a D+, somewhere in there. They've been to the playoffs twice. I was at the opening game in 1969 when they first became a Major League Baseball team. That's 44 years ago. And in 44 years, not one Padre has pitched a no-hitter. Not one Padre has hit for the cycle. We've gone to the World Series twice in 44 years. Once we lost to the New York Yankees, we were swept 4-0. The other time we lost to the Detroit Tigers, we were 4-1. We won one game in a World Series in 44 years. How would you grade that management? Is the stock market any different? No. But it's your portfolio here. You know what? San Diego is limited. We can't go out and buy the best players now. We can't stock our lineup with the best players now, but you and the stock market have no limitations whatsoever. You can go out and get Hanley Ramirez. You can give Robinson Cano what he wants, because you know why? It cost you $7 to buy any player for your portfolio. IBM at Scott Trade, buy 300 shares, cost you $7. Or you can buy Facebook, say 300 shares, $7. Are you taking advantage of this? Are you putting together the very... Man, can you imagine a baseball team that said, hey, we can afford any player here, you know? You could... Well, you have the New York Yankees, don't you? Who aren't going to make the playoffs this year for the second time in 17 years. But you, as an investor, have the entire universe to choose from. You can put London stocks... Toronto stocks, Canadian, go to Europe, you can go to Mexico, South America, or just some of the great companies here in America. There's no limitations. The question is, how do you find the best stocks? Well, I think it's just like finding the best baseball player. It's your batting average. It's your runs batted in. It's your performance over the years. It's your defense, how well you hold up in bear markets. And you have to manage this group of players in your portfolio just like you would a baseball team. If one guy's not performing, you send him back to AAA. Or you trade him. That's a better way of putting it. You trade him for another guy. There's no limit. I don't have to send him back to AAA. I'm not married to the guy. He's not in my organization. I don't have a long-term contract with this guy. He's out of here. I'm trading him in. And I'm going to replace them with this guy. Keep your portfolio stocked with the very best stocks that you can find. No wonder I call my newsletter Best Stocks Now. No wonder I call my radio show Best Stocks Now. It's not a gimmick. It's a true concept. It's a management concept. And I think it can pay big dividends in your own investing world. Just take a look at the results we've achieved, and look at how we've stayed in the markets through thick and thin. And we don't own average stocks here. We try our best to own best stocks now. You can get the app, you can get the newsletter, or you can have me manage your money. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Check it out for yourself, pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.